Welcome back to day two. Yes, well done, well done. I'm so proud of you. In the first episode, of this three-part series, you now created your dream life blueprint. So congratulations on that, because as said, the very first and most important step is to create what it is that you want, right? Most people are so confused, overwhelmed, they don't even know where they're going. And you are now so much ahead of the curve. So you now know what you are wanting to focus your energy on. And this is exactly what we're going to dive in today. So welcome back. Again, my name is Joanna Fatonji, and I am your personal dream builder coach. And today, the topic, or the key number two, is decide. Decide, focus, and cut out the BS. All right, did you hear me? For everybody in the back, cut out the BS. Okay, so today you are going to learn why most people give up on their dreams and how you can stay motivated, and the number one skill you need in order to focus on the right things to do while building your dream life. So, yesterday in part one, we worked on the clarity. We did the assessment. Where are you now? This might have been a little uncomfortable because most of the time when we realize where we are, it can be frustrating because we think we should be so much further ahead, or we should have had the result already, or whatever it is. Trust me, I know how you feel. But the reality is, you are where you are. I am where I am. And the faster we can be like, yeah, it is what it is, that's okay, we can move on. Okay. That's why it's so important to see exactly where we are and just appreciate it. Okay. That's it. We can't change it. All right, let's go. So the next one was, where do you want to go? It's the vision. Where do you want to go? What do you want to create? This is exactly the designing, right? The designing of the vision. That's what you want to feel. That's what you want to experience. That's how much money you want to have. Whatever area you decided for, stay with that area. Very important. If you decided changing your health, stay with that area. If you decided changing your relationships, stay with that area, and so on. Okay. So we want to create the best possible outcome for you in these 3 days. And now we will refine what you have already designed. All right. Perfect. And then in yesterday's episode, we also spoke about why it matters to you. It's the bigger picture. Most of the time, our why has something to do with our life or the people around us, or maybe even making an impact. It doesn't have to be, it can be a very selfish goal as well, just because you first need to fill your own cup, and that's totally fine. Okay, so that's what we did yesterday. And today I'm going to give you a little overview of our time together. As always, I invite you to get relaxed, maybe get a cup of tea, maybe get out a sheet of paper, close the door, get off the distractions, or whatever it is that you need to shut out in order to dive in. It is a time for you, right? It is not for me. It is really for you. So I want to tell you what we're going to dive in today. So today, I am going to give you the tools on how to stay motivated while building your dream life. This motivation thing, oh my God, we have been talking about it for years and still most people are not motivated, right? Let's be real. So I always say, because we can't reach our goals when we are constantly overwhelmed and pulled in many different directions, we're distracted, we're looking what other people are doing, right? We're always comparing ourselves. When we're doing this, right, our mind is already pulling us in so many different directions. We're looking left and right. This is exactly when we cannot create our dream, right? It is not about working harder. Hear me out when I say this. It is not about working harder. It is about working smarter, meaning having a proven, reliable, repeatable system that supports you in creating your dream results, whether personally or professionally. And it's not about how much effort you put in, but it's about the results that you create, right? It can be simple. Most people never reach their dreams because they don't focus their attention and energy. And that is the real reason. So the key here is put your energy on the very few critical things that really matter to you. How do you know what those things are? I am going to share them with you. So, we're diving in. The three important keys that I personally use to create my dream health, my dream relationships with the very few people that I deeply love, and my purpose business. And these three keys also out of the Dream Builder program, my flagship program, my coaching program that have timeless principles to create the life of your dreams. So no matter how the world changes, or society changes, or the social media trends change, or politics change, you can always use these three keys forever to create whatever you want. It's timeless. That is what I really much appreciate because we don't want to go with the trends because then they're going to be over again and so on. So let's really sink into the timeless principle number one, and it is focus on your vision. Focus on your vision and know exactly what area of your life you're currently focusing on the most. I said it before, but I can't say it enough. What is it that you're focusing on? Health, relationships, creating a project or a business, marketing, selling, looking after your money, wealth building, right? Those things are, it's very important to clarify. And I can tell you this because I made so many mistakes on my journey. And one of the biggest mistakes was definitely to focus on too many areas at the same time. Of course, when you know that there is a system which you can use to create your dream life, you want to create everything at once, right? You want to create the perfect health. You want to create the perfect relationship. You want to create the perfect business and the perfect income. Yeah, but it doesn't work like that. And let me tell you, I burned out a few times. I burned out a few times because I was putting in so much work, but I didn't see any results. Because let's be real, even though it's a magical, proven, repeatable, reliable system, it doesn't, like, your results don't change overnight. No, in order to create more health, you have to do it for a while. In order to create amazing relationships, you have to know exactly what you want. You have to put in some work there, right? And the same thing, of course, with money and with your business. So it's very important to focus on this one area of your life where you really want to create the biggest impact right now. Okay? Perfect. So step number two is decide that it is going to happen. Even if you don't know exactly how yet, okay? First thing is the what. Deciding means, as we already said, cutting away everything that is not in alignment with what you want to create. So the food, for example, if it's about your health, cutting away the foods that are not healthy for you, the habits that are not healthy for you, like just lying around the couch all day. Yeah, the places, maybe the places of temptation. If you're trying to get in shape, probably going out every night with friends is not really the best thing to do there, right? It's the people, as I said, with friends. It depends on who you surround yourself with. And if you are creating a certain type of goal at this moment in your life, you have to look around the people because people can sometimes be the biggest distraction for our goals. And of course, you have to check yourself What are the thoughts that you're thinking about this subject, this goal? And what are the feelings that you have? Feelings of, oh, I feel bad, I feel unworthy, and all of that, right? So let's really assess again. We have to decide what has to go. And I want to tell you a little bit about my story here as well again. So when I started becoming the best version of myself journey, right? I changed the way I eat. As I told you, I became a nutritionist. So I had all the knowledge and I actually really easily and fast adopted it. I don't want to brag. I don't want to say that that's you, but it is always about the information to create the transformation. But it's not only about the information, right? So many people know what to do. You probably know how to eat better, what to do, how to sleep better, and all of that. But it's really about doing it, right? So we first want to know what we have to do in order to create what we want, and then we have to do it. And this is where the transformation comes in. I changed the way I thought about food and health and my body. I changed how I see myself. I changed the people around me. There were so many people who were questioning what I was doing, and I had to become stronger and more resilient on my own path. I had to become totally honest with the people around me, and most of the time, I saw that they didn't accept it. I'm just being real with you. Many times it's the people around us. So I realized, okay, I had to become stronger, or I had to cut out the people that are not supporting the way to betterment, because it's really about you creating the best version of yourself. And I believe nobody should stand in that way. Okay. So number three is befriend your fear. Do it afraid anyway, right? If you are, and this is where we are, right? So now we have created the vision, and now it's about deciding. And in the next episode, we're going to dive deeper into it. But I want to give you a little heads up here that we're going to talk about befriending your fear, that you have to do it even if you are afraid, cutting away people, cutting away habits, cutting away foods, stepping out into the unknown. Because fear is the border of the life you have known. Fear is like a signpost signaling to you have never been here. You have never done that. But that's good because we want to create something new. I hope that's clear, right? When we change so much of what we used to, what we were used to, some things that were normal to us, now we change it and all of our fears come up. It's gonna happen, right? It's gonna happen. Fear, we have four fundamental fears as human beings. One of the fears is being fundamentally flawed, meaning I am not enough, I am too much, I am weird, whatever. The second fear is the fear of other people's rejection, because biologically, evolutionary speaking, we needed other people. We needed our tribe, right? In order to survive, because we survived in tribes as the human species. So it's deeply in ourselves that when we lose friends, when people don't like us, when family stops supporting us, when we are being the outsider, this is when we become afraid, right? Become afraid that we're no longer going to make it in this world. But trust me, when you step out, probably you're going to find new people that are more in alignment with whatever it is that you want to create. Then we have two more fears. I'm going to make it very quick and dirty. The fear of the burden of success, that fear can be too much. It can be overburdening. It can be too much stress, too much responsibility, and all of that. And the fear of outshining others, meaning being brighter, being more beautiful, being smarter, right? Being thinner than our family, being more successful, making more money. All of these things is, I believe, our biggest fear. We are so afraid of becoming bigger and greater than the people around us. And with greater, I don't mean better, right? We are all inherently the same, but We are becoming more shiny, and we should never be afraid of that because sometimes people jealous us. People are jealous of us. People envy us. We get the evil eye and all of those things. But when we rise above, those things cannot harm us. So let me just tell you that when you step into your greatness, when you create the life of your dreams, those fears will come up. I hope that's clear. Okay. You can always listen back again. It's number one, the fear of being fundamentally flawed, the fear of other people's rejection, the fear of the burden of success, and the fear of outshining others. Okay. This is what is going to come up. And then it is also definitely going to be about the distractions because fear is not just the fear, but the fear will keep us from doing things. And the way the fear and the self-sabotage comes up is through number one, distraction. Distraction and temptation. I always like to say the path ahead is clear. We know when we know what to do, right? And this is what we're working on. You have the clarity with the vision. You know what to cut out. And now you know that's the path, right? But there are going to be temptations. There are going to be other things to do. When you say you want to work out, oh, I have to do this and that, right? There are going to be people coming to distract you. Often it's going to be watching TV, social media, eating food, like the distractions, the temptations, the other things to do. Right? The watching the phone or whatever it is, make sure you won't get distracted and you do what you say you want to do. Okay? Number one, watch out for the distractions. Number two, and I said something earlier already, but this is it. Dissuasion, meaning talking yourself out of it, right? There's one saying, and we've probably all heard it before, there are people who have excuses and there are people who have results. And this is exactly it. Dissuasion, that means there's going to be the voice in your head saying, you can't do this. Who do you think you are? What if you fail? What if you go to jail? Because that's something that my dad actually once said, that he's afraid that I would go to jail. So that's so funny. So all of these stories in your head, become aware of them. Remember from the first workshop, I said the first thing we want to cultivate is to become aware of our thoughts. So we have to see and listen what it is that I'm thinking. So these voices can't come up. They are a part of the fear and they are going to distract you from your dream. And the third one is DEFCON. It means that you will feel a physical symptom of distraction. Sometimes when we say, I am going to do this, our body will get sick. We will literally get sick. There's going to be something coming up where we feel like, oh, I can't do this. Or you're going to hurt yourself and you're like, I can't do this. Maybe really look into your life where this has happened before. You said you want to do something, and then all of a sudden you have a physical symptom. I can give you a little example of that. I used to work in sales, and at that time, I really strengthened my negotiation skills. And there was one full month, or even a little longer, where I had like this really tight throat. I couldn't really speak. And I knew that this was a symptom of fear. I sometimes didn't dare to speak my mind in front of the client. I sometimes didn't dare to stand my ground and be like, hey, I said what I said. This is what it is. If you don't like it, okay. If you like it, let's move on. Right. So there was something in my throat. And it came from a psychological fear. And this is the same thing that I'm talking about. Sometimes we can be hot. We can start sweating. We can get a panic attack. We can We can't speak anymore, right? Or you get ill. All of those things, all of these physical symptoms can be a distraction. Yeah, it's fear manifested. All right. And that's the thing. We will fail, right? We're so afraid to not be perfect. And we are not perfect. You are not perfect. I'm not perfect. It doesn't matter. But the most important thing is that we get going. That we get going and we will fail. We will fail again and again. Have you ever failed? Have you ever failed? Have you ever had a failure? Probably yes, right? And me too. We learn by falling down. We learn by falling down and standing back up again. Falling down, getting back up is a key to achieving our dreams. How do we move forward? To our dreams, one part will fail, right? We will continue to fail. And also, to give you a little bit deeper understanding about our human psychology, as said, there's this one part inside of you that will always want to stay safe. There's this one part that wants to stay safe, right? And this one part will sabotage you. Yeah. And then there's another part. This is the part that I'm speaking to because this is the part that is here. You are here because you want to create a better life for yourself. And this part has to win, right? And I'm going to make a very, maybe not so politically correct example, but it's just like in an abusive relationship. We all know this scenario. Not personally, hopefully not, but we have all heard about like the woman who's in an abusive relationship, maybe even physically abusive relationship, but she never leaves because there's one part inside of her that is so used to this life. And this is where she feels most safe, even though it's paradoxical, right? She knows what is happening. So she doesn't dare to leave because she doesn't know what is out there. She's more afraid of the outside possibility of the new than to stay in the abusive relationship. Again, to make it very clear, inside the abusive relationship, there's this one part of her that feels like, oh, I know what's happening here. So some level of safety is there, even though she's not even physically safe. But this part of her that wants to move forward, that I am speaking to you now, right? This part of her is not really strong, so she never gets to leave. Okay? So, this is happening inside of all of us all of the time. So, we have to train our awareness to detect that one part that is afraid of leaving the familiar. And you have to say, not today, fear. Not today. Today, we're not staying comfortable. We are going out, right? You're not going to get me down. You're reconnecting to your dream. And this is why I'm here. Reconnect to your dream, reconnect to your vision, reconnect to your why, right? What would your life look like when you've reached that goal? And connect to your heart and take that action, even when you are afraid, one baby step at a time. So let me really bring it all together. I know today was a little longer, so let me summarize it for you. Number one, focus on your vision. We've created the vision together. I am so happy and grateful now that this is how my life looks like now. This is what you designed, right? Then we decided that you're going to do this. Decision means cutting away the BS, cutting away everything that no longer serves us, releasing, letting go, throwing away, cutting it out, leaving it alone, right? We're deciding. Because we need all of our energy now for this one thing. You understand? We need all of our energy now for the goal. Not all of the energy, of course, but as much as you can do. Of course, you still have a life to live, but to make it as possible as possible, to make it as possible, right? For you to move ahead. And then number three is to befriend your fear. Why do I use the word befriend? Because befriending means you are moving forward, of course, even though when the fear is there, the fear is already there. It will never go away. It would always come back, but you now learn to deal with the fear. Okay. It is your responsibility to create the vision, and it is your responsibility to create the right environment for your dream to become a reality. And babe, you're so worthy to create and have that dream life. But it's also your responsibility to stay aware and to catch the limiting thoughts, the feelings, the distractions when they come. And again, I love to use example because sometimes we have naysayers in our circle who complain a lot. Just by being around them, we feel negative the next day. This thought or feeling might make us spiral down, make us eat things that we didn't want to eat, or do things that we actually don't want to do anymore. Okay? So all that I want to say is it is your job to protect your dream. It is your job to protect yourself from the negative outside influence and also the negative inside influence, because the thoughts, the fears, and all of that come from inside. Sometimes it's not only the people, sometimes it is us. Okay. This is why we're noticing what we're noticing. And it is so important to realize it is your job. It is your job to really take all of your energy and to put the intention, the attention, the time, the energy to control what you can control. Okay? To control what you can control. Because I have seen so many people that lose their way again and again, and they never really create the life that they want to live. Most people actually, right? Most people actually never create the life that they really want to create. So this might sound selfish, or you might say, I don't have enough time to focus on building my dream. Or you start telling yourself that you're happy the way you are or the way your life is. Let me tell you, that's not true, because there's always something more. We want to grow. We want to grow, right? You can be grateful for whatever you have, and at the same time, we want to create something better. It's just the nature of life. And I believe that there's nothing more fulfilling than to create a life from a place of love inside of you. And that is the same time, right, that you're using, because we're all in this life, and you can use the time either to create something beneficial to you, or you can create the life to just stay exactly where you are, right? Okay, so this is what I wanted to say. So, do you hear me? In order to build your dream life, you must learn to deeply listen to yourself. Listen to your inner voice and your body, and to really get going with the dream, right? You now know what the vision is. Be compassionate with yourself, but still listen and be honest with yourself and take a little baby step every day. If you learn that for yourself, this is how you can also give it to other people. Right? If you learn to realize your goals, you can help your kids, your husband, your mother, the people around you. You can be a living example of how to create your goals. And me doing this workshop is an example of this, because I love to share what has worked for me and hundreds of thousands of other people around the world. That's my mission. To help other big-hearted people create their dream lives as long as I am on this planet. That's what I love to do, by sharing these concrete and timeless tools that actually work, right? So building your dream life is an art and a science. It is a skill set. It's a skill. It's no magic. It's a skill on how to create a life you love living, no matter what is going on around you. As we said in the beginning, the world is a crazy place. There are always things changing and going around, but it has nothing to do with you. Apply these tools and you will transform your life forever. Okay, we are done. Perfect. Oh my God, I know it has been a little longer today, but I really wanted to give you a fundamental understanding of how we work as human beings, the psychology, what we have to do, everything that is happening while we are afraid, right? All of these things I wanted to give you so you have the best chance on creating the life of your dream. So now you have three powerful keys to create the life you love living. The topic for today was decide, focus, and cut out the BS, and of course, how to befriend your fear, right? You can create the life you love living 100%. I believe in that. It won't happen overnight, no. But it can happen faster than you can imagine. So, with that being said, I'm sending you so much love, and we have one more lesson to go. So, I see you tomorrow. Looking forward. Much love. Bye bye.